Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for tuning in. Long-time listeners will notice, or at least ones who listened last week, will notice that I kept half my promise and broke the other half. I'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, I'm going to do a little ceremony here. As many of you know, I am a medicine man. My modality is the written and spoken word, and I am adopted in the Nemenha tradition. And before every show, I always do a little ceremony where I offer sacred smoke incense to the four directions to signify that as I do this show, I am in sacred ceremony. I'm going to go ahead and do that ceremony now just because of what happened earlier today in Connecticut, where at the last I'd heard, it was 26 people had lost their lives in a mass shooting. I'm going to talk a lot about that. I wrote about it on my blog today, and you can go there. I'll talk about that again in a minute as well. But I want to go ahead and, rather than do my ceremony before the show, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to say an honor. That's not the right word. I want to, with my ceremony, help those people along their way to wherever it is they are going. I don't intend to send anyone to any particular place that's dictated by my spirituality. I'm just wishing those who passed on today a safe journey. So what I have here is I have a little seashell and a stick of incense stuck to the bottom of it with a piece of mounting putty. We are permitted to utilize technology. And for today, because it's something of a special occasion, I've added a little bit of tobacco to that as an offering. And I'm also going to, as I'm saying this, going to put a few drops of essential oil. It's called purification. Just did that. And now I'm going to, first off, attempt to put a light to the tobacco. And I don't know how this is going to work because I haven't actually tested this procedure. If I can get a little bit of light on it, that's just fine with me. Okay. Now I'll light the incense. And I'm using just a lighter to do this. Again, there's no requirement that we have. That's some smoke. Boy, I hope I don't set my smoke alarm off. That would be an injury. That would definitely be a first for the program. Okay. We have the incense lit now. And now I'm going to, this could be a little tricky because I have to stand up and I'm trailing this microphone, this headset wire behind me. I have the incense and the shell and tobacco, and I raise that up to about eye level, and I'm facing the west, and this is the west door, the Ago door. And I say, O Waiakan Ago. Waiakan is that which creates and guides and protects, roughly equivalent to God, but not quite the same as the God in the Christian tradition. I'm going to turn to the north, offer the incense in that direction. I say, O Waiakan Nemenha Hemene. Then turn to, oops, I knew that was going to be a problem. Okay, well, we'll take care of that in a minute. We go to the east door and say, O Waiakan Manishtina. I turn to the south door. Waiakan Solistina. And what happened when I did that was I knocked over my cup of soda, which is now all over the floor. Let's see. I don't think it's going to hurt. See, I can't get to where I could find. Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the show in a standing position because I can't sit on my chair because it's covered with soda. And then we'll just do a cleaning job, after after the show is over. I think that's what's in order here. Boy, I did a good job because there's nothing left. There's one cube of ice still remaining in the glass. Everything else is on the chair or on the floor. I don't think I can reach. No, I can't get. I have too short of a cord. I can't reach the chair. Okay, that went so well. I'm actually rather reticent to try this last thing I was going to try. But what the heck, I'll do it anyway. You've all been so patient with me in the past. I have some rudimentary skills on this native flute. It was gifted to me by Iggy Garcia, who you may know from the With Insight show on Monday evenings. And I named it Theodotus, which is the name of the first heretic, the first person excommunicated from the Catholic Church. I just that felt like the right name for a fruit that I would own, so I have it. And I'm going to try again. Again, my intention is to send the people who passed away so unfortunately today, to help them along their way peacefully. And hopefully this won't be too unpleasant. Than I had hoped it would. So again, my hope is that will help in some way. Send my intention that people everywhere, not just in that one particular instance, there were many other people who passed, some peacefully, some tragically, who have moved on to whatever it is that is next. Are you getting that static? I hope not. I'm trying to keep the... Okay, as you can see, I do not multitask very well. I'm trying to keep my... Okay, here we go. I got to keep my microphone wire out of the pool of soda. It's Fresca. Do you like Fresca? I like Fresca. Good thing about Fresca is no calories. Bad thing about Fresca is lots of chemicals. Lots and lots of chemicals. But we take the good with the bad. Another thing I should alert you to, it looks like this is not going to be a problem, so but keep our fingers crossed. I'm very low on Skype credits, so I'm hoping that Skype does not cut me off in the middle of the show. It does look at this point like we're going to be all right, but you never know, so I'll give you that little bit of warning. Once again, welcome to the show. That first bit was quite a bit more interesting than I had intended, for reasons obviously I didn't intend. We are on the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com. We have other programs on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Iggy and Rosa do intuitive readings on Mondays at 6 p.m. And then the Intuitive Voice Hour. I always get that. I probably mess that title up. I often do. But that's Jenny Seek's show, and she's great. And she's on 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And then Heather Tapia and her Entrepreneurial Excellence show, which I believe is 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. And then Mud Toe Sasquatch. Why, that's me. Friday nights at midnight. Once more, thank you for joining me. I will thank you many, many times because I can never remember if I actually remembered to thank you or not. So I'll probably thank you at least a half a dozen times in the show. That could be a good drinking game. That could be the Mud Toe Sasquatch drinking game. How many times will Mud Toe thank you for listening to the show? Every time I thank you, you got to finish your drink, which I would like to be able to do now, except it's all over the floor. Okay. So I went through the With Insights stuff. Oh, I was going to tell you about the beginning. Those of you who've listened to the show before, I used to have a little opening that played at the beginning. It's some native drum music, and followed by a voiceover by yours truly, where I talked about the sacred ceremony and the fact that we're protected by federal and international law when we're in ceremony and so forth and so on. But it had gotten out of date. I had mentioned a Twitter account that I no longer have, and I think so. I mean, that may be the only thing. I don't know, but... I promised last week, because I had managed to download Audacity, the audio editing program. The old audio editing program I had was smashed to pieces when I upgraded to Windows 7, which I'm not going to get into any rants over that. I've ranted on that plenty enough. I downloaded Audacity, and I thought, well, this will finally, next week I will get a new introduction recorded, and I announced it last week I was going to do it. So that's what I meant by saying I had broken half of my promise. I promised last week that it would be the last time I play the old intro. I didn't play it. I just didn't play an intro because I don't have a new one. Audacity has been giving me fits. I'm reaching the point where I'm going to have to read the directions, and that just aggravates me no end. I prefer, and people look at me funny when I say something like that, and I really prefer a product that's intuitive, something that you can figure out. I mean, if you've done audio editing before, that you can go through the menu commands that are there and figure it out. I end up in places where there are menu commands that I feel like I should have available to me, but they're grayed. You know how that happens when you put up a menu box, you click on a drop-down menu, and there's just like sometimes no commands at all are available. They're all in almost invisible. They call that grayed. And it's like, well, how do I get? I need that. I need to be able to blend these two. I want to have the drums, and I want to have my voiceover, and I want to stick them together. But a big thing that held me up was it didn't want to use Windows Media files. Everything I have is in Windows Media, and I had to find a file converter on open source because I don't have any money to buy anything. And I'm very skittish about using open source because it's the reason that I'm using my little netbook as my main internet computer now instead of my desktop, is that my desktop has just caught all sorts of nasty worms and internet diseases from me trying to download freeware. And I mean, it's nothing too terrible. It's commercials. They're ads, and they're ads all over Facebook that are generated by these adware programs. And there's their video and audio ads that just start up, without my asking them to start up. And maybe sometimes when I'm in the middle of something else. So it's practically disabled my poor other computer. I had it in once to have stuff taken off of it, and had to go back for a second visit, and then they had pretty much cleaned it off. And then, like 2 days later, I made another mistake trying to download freeware. And I've just been in, first of all, again, I don't have the money, and second, I'm embarrassed to go back and say I did the same damn thing that I was here for last time. So, that computer's upstairs now, and actually, as long as you don't plug it into the internet, it works pretty well. So I use that for writing and listening to music and whatnot. And this poor little netbook, my EEE PC, that I got for $249 2 years ago because it was last year's model, and it still runs Windows XP. It's running all of my web applications now, including this. I'm running Skype off of it. I'm running the radio show off of it. Everything I do on the internet. If I think it's too much for that computer to handle, I'll walk down to the university, to one of their computer labs. They'll still let me in there. They don't really check. They check like in the middle of the night. If you're in there, they'll check your ID. But during the day, as long as you're quiet, I don't think they really care if you're in there, who you are, or whatever. Some of my heavy jobs. I don't really like to do any internet there, though. So I've just contradicted myself, haven't I? I guess I do some internet. Downloading to my blog. I won't do that at the university because my blog has been hacked there when I've been working there before. Somebody got in and erased everything. I lost everything that I had on my mudtoesasquatch.com. So I'm very, very anxious when I have to go there and do something where I'm downloading or uploading as any place where passwords are being exchanged. I took a course, a communications course. Actually, the last college course I took, unless something changes radically, was about communications, and a lot of it was about how the internet worked. And the professor did a demonstration. He was swiping people's passwords left and right, you know, because they were being transmitted and they're using Wi-Fi or something. The passwords they're putting in, their Facebook password or whatever, was being transmitted in the clear. Not as big of a problem now. They have where the little lock comes up and it's HTTPS instead of just HTTP. Secured, scrambled, I don't know what it is, but it's something that makes it better, and Facebook is finally doing it. Most other websites are doing it. The website, the service that hosts my blog, WordPress, does not do it yet, so still take that risk when I'm not plugged into the wall that somebody may be tapping into my passwords and doing some damage to that blog. Speaking of which, their new blog entries this week, Tuesdays and Fridays, is the normal schedule. Today's blog was about the nasty business out in Connecticut. Now, actually, no, it wasn't so much about that. It was about the gun control debate, which is certain to arise from that. I don't take a position on that. Actually, I try to avoid taking positions whenever I can, unless they're based in natural law somehow. Like, you shouldn't kill anybody. That's one thing I'll take a position on. So one criticism of my blog entry today might be that it's sort of confused. You might think that you read one part of it and think that I'm leaning in the conservative direction. You read another part of it and think that I'm leaning in the liberal direction. I'm not a big fan of banning anything, mainly because I don't think it works. I'll get into the same verbiage that my conservative friends often use. It doesn't work, at least in the United States. Making something illegal has not made it go away. It's not something that has ever happened here. At the same time, I'm very nervous about the proliferation of firearms, and I would hope that my responsible gun-toting brothers and sisters might exercise some restraint, might realize that the whole Red Dawn scenario is, you know, sort of unlikely to happen in real life, might realize that the whole Clint Eastwood scenario of defending yourself against a bad guy, not terribly likely to occur in real life. If somebody has their gun out, what are the chances they're going to be courteous enough to wait for you to get your gun out? Not much, I don't think. That's so there's that kind of, and then there's the Second Amendment argument, and I'm not, the Second Amendment was written at a different time than we have now, is when it was sort of, when you needed, if you were living in this country, you needed to have access to guns, because the people that you stole the land from were still around and trying to get the land back. So you all had to have your rifles, and if you saw somebody coming down the road and you didn't recognize them, you all had to get to your spot, your window, or your spot behind the wagon or wherever it was, and be ready to put some whatever it was in a bullet, musket, a shot, I guess, would be what came out of a musket. Ready to put some lead into them if they didn't properly identify themselves. So, I mean, it was say that they shouldn't have been there, and or they should have been doing stuff different ways. But the fact was, if people of European extraction were going to be living in that land at that time, having firearms was a pretty doggone good idea. So it got written into the Constitution. And there was, the other side of that was that when they were living back in Europe, you know, they had their guns. Many people had their guns taken away from them, and they didn't want to see that happen over here. So it's understandable. I just think it's out of date. It's not an idea that applies in our world. And certainly, piling guns upon guns upon guns, especially in an urban setting, is counterproductive. Adding a gun to a situation just makes it more likely that people are going to be killed or maimed. So that's pretty much, you don't even have to read the blog post now. I told you what was in it. But you could, anyway, if you wanted to, go on and take a look at that and leave whatever comment you'd like to. There are comments. It is moderated. The comments won't appear on the blog until I look at them. And the reason I do that is I just get massive amounts of spam. I went through 36 spam messages just before the show started. So I do ask if you leave a message there that you give me some sort of an indication that you are an actual living being and not a robot putting spam on my website. And the way you do that is you just say something about the article, you know, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. And if you didn't like it, that's fine. I want to hear what you have to say, and I will certainly pass along what you have to say. I say this every week. I'm going to say it again today. I will not delete your comment. I will not decline to post your comment just because it's negative, just because you don't agree with me, just because you don't like the piece. I will still post that. Unless you say something. The only way I wouldn't post it is if you say something idiotic, something racist or something of that nature. Okay, so Tuesday's blog post, I may actually have to, what was that about? I didn't get any White Horse written this week, so there isn't any White Horse post. I'm going to kick myself when I see this. It's always happening because I don't remember what this one was. Oh, I wrote about my beloved university, VLMU, and I was just so hoping someone would ask me what VLMU stands for. I wrote on there how I went to VLMU, and I'm so sad that it's not the place that it used to be. And nobody commented. Nobody said, what is VLMU? VLMU stands for Very Large Midwestern University. I'm still trying in some small measure to keep up this anonymity thing. But in any case, I talked about my university, about when I came here to do my undergraduacy back in the 80s, how it was a different place than it is now. And, you know, I tried not to be overly sentimental. It is really what it was about. I said, this used to be, a much friendlier place. The university was the place where you came here if no one else would take you. And it was economical. It was like the second least expensive place to go to school in the state. And they would take you. They would take anything. They'd take your money, obviously. But they'd put you in classes and they'd work with you. And as long as you were making progress, they would allow you to continue. Now, it might take you 5, 6, 8, 10 years to make it through the whole thing. But again, as long as you were slogging away at it, they would they'd let you stay. Nobody got kicked out. Nobody got turned down. And I wanted to be in a place like that. I could have gone just about anywhere. I say that not to toot my own horn. I say it because it's true. But I came here, I came to this university in the city where I live now, because I wanted to be a part of that that sort of egalitarian community. And that is gone now. The new administration has come along and decided that the university needs to be the Harvard of the Midwest. So it's now a very selective enrollment process. And if you don't keep up your grades, you get kicked out. And the job of bringing people sort of up to snuff is left to regional campuses. And while the sort of advertised message is, you know, the regional campuses are equivalent to the main campus, the understanding is that you're there at the regional campuses until you become suitable, to become fit to associate with the nice people, with the good people at the main campus. Anyway, I'm trying not to get upset because this always frustrates me. And the other thing that's happening is there's an arena here where I went to all kinds. I went to basketball games when I was here in the 80s, and I graduated. I walked in that arena, and I got my diploma, my degree in engineering. And they're going to tear that down. And they haven't used it for some time. They used it for non-revenue sports, and they moved. They had to move a basketball game there a few years ago because there was a schedule conflict. And it's a much better place to watch a basketball game than the place they're using now. They built a whole new shiny arena, actually with rather shitty food. I think that they're going to spend all that money, they could put some decent food in there. But you know, it's got all the amenities, you know, for the people, the nice places for the people with the money, and some proletarian seats for the people who maybe don't have as much money, but you still have to still want to see the show. And they put you up in the rafter seats. But what I liked about the old spot was that the seating was inclined much more steeply. So you were all sitting much closer together and really much closer to the action. You know, like if you were up in the upper deck, you were looking almost straight down on the game that was going on. And boy, that place could get loud. It could get loud. And that last game they played there a few years ago, a couple of the players remarked, you know, we ought to play more games here. This is great. And of course, you know, no more talk after that, because the new administration wants to knock that down and build some shiny new buildings. That's what they're all about now. It's all they get a big grant from some. They've gotten you know, a bunch of money from a restaurant here locally, a big a Mexican type restaurant that's headquartered. Like, it's all over the country, but it's headquartered here locally. And they're giving a bunch of money to tear down that arena, you know, and then the people are given money to tear other things down and build shiny new things that they can put their names on. And I'm mourning the loss of that. I want to say that loss is much more personal to me than the loss of the people in Connecticut today. I know that would not play very well, but I guess I just sort of did say it. So, what was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about today? I'm down under 4 minutes already. Boy, this half hour always just slides by so quickly. I know. I got some news of a local band that I really liked, and they broke up, and that was kind of sad. It was an all-girl band, and they broke up, and then here just very recently they resurfaced. It was just one of the original members and some new people. And then the other original members come out with a post. I had, I'd like their Facebook page. I get posts from them from time to time. And they said how upset they were that this other original member had chosen to take, you know, they said, we thought we'd agreed we were retiring the name and not, you know, nobody was going to do it anymore. And now this other person is gone and taking it, and we're so upset. And I read over their post, and they said that there's two people sort of jointly writing a post. And he said, the both of us decided to end the group. So it sort of sounds like me, to me, like maybe this third person, it was a trio, maybe this third person didn't agree or didn't have anything to say about it. And so now she has assumed that she has the moral right, I guess, to go ahead and make this thing go on, because she wasn't the one who wanted to kill it. It's one of these things I just wish I knew more about it. It's so terrible. I just thinking, you know, I want somebody to make another post, somebody yell at somebody so that I can get some more clues. And I like that process. I like the process of being able to look at some evidence and put it together. There was a time I was thinking of becoming a police detective, and the society was too dangerous. A friend who's actually still a Facebook friend who actually became a police detective. We were in Law Enforcement Explorers together, Law Enforcement Explorer Scouts when we were kids. And he actually became a law enforcement officer, and I did not. Perhaps he's listening out there, and don't know if he's terribly proud of me or not. I saw him at the reunion recently, which was nice. And now I'm running out of time to finish that thought, which is a good thing, because I didn't really have a way to finish it. Thank you once again for joining me. Finish your drink. And I will be with you next week, which is not Christmas yet, but very close to Christmas. So for our pre-Christmas show, please join me and have a pleasant evening.